Jody Washington. She is a Lansing City Council member. Jody, how are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you driving now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I want to make sure I keep you safe, so I'm looking out for you.
Nope, I'm at home.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the first couple of meetings that you have been to with Lansing City Council. It took some time to get a leader. There was a lot of bartering, conversation, politicking, if you will. There has been, prior to you coming on board, there's been much discussion that there is dysfunction on that board, that they don't seem to be able to come together and find common ground. But after some closed-door sessions, you were able to do that. And I just wanted to get your take on what you witnessed and took part in.
Well, you know, Tony, first of all, I did not realize how deeply entrenched they were in their teams. And as much as I tried, some of them kept trying to put me on a particular team, as much as I would protest and say, no, you know, I have this vote for this reason. It has nothing to do with being part of a team. I frankly, there was a lot of politicking behind closed doors. I would like to see that brought out into the public. I did ask the attorney if there was any reason that couldn't be done in public, and he said no. So I think it would serve everybody better if it was done right out in the open, so even the public could see what goes on behind those closed doors. I didn't participate in that much. I had promised during my campaign that I would not be part of one team or another, so I pretty much stayed out in the conference room with the public and the reporters. But in the end, we were able to come up with a leader. I think it's a really good team. I think having Brian Jeffries as president and Kathy Dunbar as vice president will cause everyone to get the same information at the same time. And I guess that was a problem in the past. So I think in the end it all worked out, and I'm hoping that we are beyond the caucuses, as they called it, and maybe we can move forward in a more functional body and get this city moving forward. I was surprised.
Do you think you should have sat in on those meetings, maybe to help break some deadlocks, maybe to help try to change the way they function?
I did in the end. Mm-hmm. I did in the end. In the beginning, I had spoken with everyone. I had told them who I was supporting and why. But as far as the politicking goes, I really didn't have anything to offer them. There was a lot of going back and forth about what committees people wanted to be on. And frankly, Tony, I didn't care. My stance on it, and I did tell the rest of them, is put me where you need me. All of the committees need to be manned. I'm willing to be where you need me. So I didn't have anything I wanted to barter for or with, nor would I have done that. And part of it was to make agreements who would be president in 2013, and we couldn't even agree on 2012. I certainly wasn't going to get involved in 2013. So I had nothing to offer. At the very end, I did go back and say, look, what is going on here? And then we were able to wrap it up and move it forward. So,
who did you vote for and why?
I voted for Brian Jeffries. I felt he, for right now, he was the best choice. There were things with some of the other members that I just didn't think it was a good time for them. I think Kathy Dunbar, who was really vying for the president position, I think Kathy has a lot to offer, but I just think she needs a little more time to grow in the leadership position. So I think a third term as vice president is a good place for her to be right now. That's my opinion.
What were the two factions? Who's on each side, if you will?
Well, Aylin Robinson, Jessica Yorko, Tina Houghton were supporting Kathy Dunbar, and then Carol Wood, of course, Brian, Derek Quinney, and myself were supporting Brian, and it was pretty much a deadlock. I was willing to go in another direction. I would have been willing to support Derek Quinney. I considered supporting Aylin for a minute, for a third term, but I just don't think three terms as president is a good idea for anybody. I wouldn't vote for myself for three times.
You sound frustrated.
I was. I was very frustrated. I didn't think it was necessary. I didn't think all of the silliness was necessary. You know, I'm sure you read about the letter that I had thrown on my porch about what I didn't agree to and what I needed to agree to. And
No. Tell us about the letter.
You didn't hear about
that?
No. Last Sunday night, I was home, and I got a call, and somebody said, did you get your letter? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they said, check your front porch. So I went, and sure enough, somebody had thrown this letter on my porch. And it was on City Council letterhead, and it was from Kathy Dunbar, Aileen Robinson, Jessica Yorko, and Tina Houghton, saying that Kathy and Brian Jeffries had gotten together, and that Kathy had proposed this, and Brian turned it down. And so apparently they were assuming the whole group that voted for Brian turned it down, and then they came up with some other offers and thought that this was equitable and they wanted it to be a matter of public record. Well, I didn't agree to anything. I was like, what are you talking about? And then in there it said something about, and then Brian could be president for 2013. So I called Kathy Dunbar, and I was like, are you kidding me? And just like I told you, I wouldn't agree to anybody in 2013. We can't agree today. And furthermore, Brian Jeffries doesn't speak for me, nor did I agree or disagree to anything. And to make it a matter of public record, well, they were under the impression that I had been spoken to, and I didn't care. You should never assume somebody's going to speak for me. You know, I wouldn't assume that on anybody else. And I was really angry about that letter, really angry. And so that was the beginning of it, after we were not able to agree after a 10 vote, and then to get that letter. I mean, they could have at least knocked on my door. You don't just throw a letter on my porch. And then when we went back on Monday, and it took 5 hours because this person wanted that and this one wanted that, and I was I had said to one of the young ladies, and I certainly didn't mean it, anything discriminatory, that, you know, I didn't think it was a good time for her. I knew she was a single mom, and I've been a single mom, and I know the time constraints. She was upset about that, and one of her friends threatened to report me to the Human Rights Organization. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Who am I dealing with here? I was very, very frustrated. But, you know, we did come to an agreement. We do have a president. And it is my hope and prayer that we can now move forward, because we have a lot of things going on here. And we really need to be a functional group to move forward.
All right. Today there is a meeting at 1:30, or excuse me, that's tomorrow at 1:30 at City Hall.
Yes.
The meeting was moved from Monday because of Martin Luther King Jr.
Right.
Day. And I know there's a couple of ballot proposals, and the golf course is going to get another look. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? I am for putting it on the ballot. And my opinion is this, that land belongs to the people, and the people ought to be able to have a say on what happens to it. So I am for putting it on the ballot. And as far as the Post Oak, the Vector Building portion that we're looking at selling to Neogen, they're already on that property. It's a very small piece of the property, and I'm in favor of that. But, again, that should go before the people. It's the people's land.
Well, I don't know if I'd wish this on my worst enemy, but welcome to City Council, Jody.
Oh, my goodness, Tony. Thank you so much. And like I said, I believe each person on the council has the best interests of the city in mind, but I just think we have to find another way to function. What's been happening isn't working, and I'm certainly not willing to function in the manner of what I saw.
All right. Jody Washington is a Lansing City Council member. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Tony. You have a great day.